After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. Tonight, we've got hella questions. Episode 2, Insecure, starting now.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I gotta say I'm in the mood for a little bit more that.
Yep.
I mean, I'm saying what kind of these is 2 days. I need me to list by four of them. You own me.
You know the song?
I don't.
Tell me you want me.
Girl.
I know.
The hottest album of the summer.
Mm-hmm. You have to teach me. I'm so glad I'm on this season. To be able to learn all of this.
You might be sleeping with her through the weekday, but you with me on the weekend.
Yo. So, before we toss it, welcome to AfterBuzz TV Presents Insecure Season 2, Episode 2. Tonight, we have hella questions. And I don't even know if they all get answered, but damn it, we gonna ask. I'm your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide. At So McCall Hall on Twitter. And on Instagram, you can find me at McCall Hall of Fame. Now, we're a few bodies short tonight, but we are joined with our new host, Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Share with the world where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet, which is hello in French, and my name, Juliet.
Bonjour!
There you go, got it.
Bonjour to the new, and bonjour to the faithful. If we can kick it to the one and the only, Allie Washington. Allie the Pub, now a grand resident of Birmingham, Alabama. Darling, you look fabulous.
I look a hot mess, but it's all good. I just got through watching my season of Insecure, feeling really insecure right now, but it's all good.
Let it hang, girl, because you was looking good tonight on Insecure, girl, and we'll get into that. Now, you guys, make sure you guys follow us on social media at AfterBuzz TV across the board. Now, check this out. I love social media. I love all the different platforms. But my personal favorite for this show is YouTube. We get tons of YouTube mm-hmm. comments. Make sure you guys continue to reach out to me. I had a chance to comment and reply to just about half of you guys. I will finish that by tomorrow. But I do want to shout out some people. Our faithful viewers. And make sure you guys give us 5 stars and give us thumbs up. I know I piss you off from time to time, but damn, like, show a little love. So I'm going to go down the list real quick. Allie, we're going to get back to you. Hang on, darling. Maria, okay. Maria Meza, shout out to you. CMH by way of NC. Krispy Kreme. Nicholas Cassadine. Morgan B. Jason Miller, shout out to you. Tiffany Ford. Christopher Smith. Chris Marie. Bree Jackson, Justin Hawkins, Lauren Odom, Felicia 424 Full, something like that. Honor 16, Rachel, Amanda Turner, Fruitist of the Looms. I mean, those are some real good draws because there's Fruit of the Loom and then there's the Fruitiest of the Looms. Michaela King, Alan Payne, Jerry Turnspeed, Jimmy Pink, Adwa MK, Cecilia Manu. Shaka 485 Candy Girl, SWO, Maya Langham, Cassandra Moore, Sushin is something bad. Girl, you bad. You just bad. Calvin Sexton presents Inner City All Stars. I love that name, the Moonchild. I am so appreciative of you. Drama Queen, Hertha, Cecilia again. I don't know. My BFF is Jill 730. My BFF is Jill as well. We might have the same BFF. Jimmy. Black British Cutie, Ibe the Ego, Awana Scott, Wisdom Hancock, Lee J. Heisman, Monica Railford, let's see, Brick Brack, Rookie Rocks. Thank you so much. I'm going to tell my mom what you said. Rookie Rocks says, McCall.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hall, you're the perfect multimedia journalist name. Thank you so much, darling.
And definitely, Rookie, I agree.
And Rookie, you rock. And Allie, you rock. Yes. Tiffany Ford, Ter PA, Chelsea Galloway, Melanated TV, Mainstream Beauty, Giggles 01, Ben Cromwell, a VIP, and Shirley Divernay. Shirley? Big Shirley, darling, thank you so much. You guys, I love YouTube. I love all the comments. I'll make sure to get back to the rest of you guys by the end of the week. Yo, we are here. I'm looking at one of you. I'm looking at the other one of you. And let's answer some of these damn questions. Episode 2, Season 2, hella questions. How are we feeling tonight, ladies?
Amazing.
Juliet, how you feeling?
Good, good. I'm so happy. I wanted to meet you in person, but I guess this will have to do.
So hey, if you listen, guys, I'll be there before the season is out.
Good.
Now, if you guys are just joining us for season two,
I am really floored at this episode. I didn't know how to feel. It's kind of all over the place. It was too reminiscent. You know when it hits home too quick.
Hey, Allie the pub. You know when it hits you in the throat.
Yes.
You know when it hits you in the throat.
Girl. I mean, right here.
That would be a problem.
Episode. I mean, it said. Well, this episode for me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's get into it, you guys. Scene one. Oh, but before we get started, I want to start a new game.
Okay.
Jason Miller, one of our YouTube commenters, mentioned that there was a certain word that was being used a lot, and he felt like, you know, every time they say that word, we should do a drinking game. I personally am not going to be using that particular word a whole lot on the after show, so I thought we could have our own word.
Mm-hmm.
We are based off of Burbank Boulevard. When I need the truth, the way the girls say Malibu, like for real, Malibu, I'm going to say Burbank. So, Allie the pub, if I hit you and I'm like, for real, like Burbank, that means you guys at home need to drink. Whatever you're drinking. You could be drinking Sprite. You could be drinking Agua. You could be drinking Hennessy, the finest of cognacs. It doesn't matter. Just when I say Burbank, make sure you drink. So, let's get into it. Scene one. Y'all effed?
Yeah.
Molly seems real shocked.
Yep. Yeah,
I think she has a reason to be shocked. Molly wants to know the whole tea. Molly wants to know the whole tea. How'd you guys feel about the opening scene?
It was amazing, but obviously she wants to hear it all. Like, that's her best friend, and that I was kind of shocked by that last scene, last episode. And I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it was shocking that her and Lauren said this?
Girl. When that happened last episode and then left us hanging like that, I hit McCall the whole time like,
she did.
Because it was just that crazy. But to open it, like, it's just like I said, this episode really, because I felt like I was really dealing in my living room, like talking to my best friend. You get what I'm saying? Like, girl, give me the tea. What happened? So what kind of book was it? Was it a this kind or was it this kind? Did he text back? And my favorite line, what she say? She said, "Are you an eight ball? Like, is this a magic eight ball?"
So let's ask the question. There's a wonderful website that I enjoy reading on a daily basis, Madame Noir. Shout out to Madame Noir. They posed the question last week after this episode regarding the kind of intimacy that Lawrence and Issa had. Was it a I hate you hookup or a damn I miss you hookup? Give me your definition of what that was, because Molly wanted to know, is it a F-U or a I miss you F-U?
Yeah. I think it was a little bit of both. I think it was just him kind of marking his territory. He's been like, his ego is definitely bruised, like he's been cheated on. So he's just back and he's like, okay, I don't think he even knows what he wants. He's just trying to prove his manhood a little bit by doing that.
Allie, what do you think? F-U, F-U? I miss you F-U?
I don't know if I can agree with Juliet on this one. I think it was a full blown I miss you encounter. I say that, and I think it was more, it wasn't so much of a I miss you, it was almost a like figuring it out kind of situation. I feel like Lawrence was in this in-between stage. Dang, I'm over here. This is this could be the last of me getting my stuff, but maybe it's not because I haven't locked down a new place. Like, I haven't solidified a lot of stuff. So there are a lot of missing the puzzle. So maybe this one time will make it like, will make it clear for me. I mean, it's been plenty of times. We all have been with somebody and we've all gone back. But that one last time, this often happens. If you're feeling sparks or something, everybody been there.
Look, I have said this on numerous occasions. I will lay on the sword and I will give a bit of transparency for the sake of conversation. I think what that was a test. Mm-hmm. Is she still reacting to me the way she was when we were on a good note? I don't know if it could be classified as I miss you or F you. It's, is it still the same as it was? Mm-hmm. I just want to know. I just want to
figure it out.
I just want to know, does it still react to me the way it used to react to me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. That's what I picked up.
I really don't think that there is any question in that. I think he knew that. You know what I'm saying? The fact that she's been trying to give him his mail and been trying to make sure he has
X, he knew he had it.
He definitely did, but
he knew.
He was very quick with it, and it was kind of, like, selfish in a way. Like, he didn't try to please her at all and, like, did it. He was done, and he's like, okay, I'm grabbing my shit, and I'm leaving. So. Well,
He clearly doesn't know how to respond because he hasn't hit her back. He types out his responses and erases them, as we all do. So Lawrence is just confused right now.
Damn speech bubble.
Yeah, that speech bubble is the devil. I don't want to see that thing on my screen. Just type it in the notes, copy and paste it, and send it through. Don't leave me agonizing over what you're writing. Shout out to Molly finally going to therapy. Molly goes to therapy with her black therapist. I do believe that's very important. I think that someone who shares cultural experiences is very important to kind of go through your mental health. Molly's trying to figure out the all-boys club with her therapist at work. Molly's biggest issue, I feel, is work. You know, she's got man problems, things of that nature, but I think for Molly, she's so driven, she can't attack any of those other things until she figures out work. I'm the same way. I know, I get Molly right now. If work is not aligning and it's not making sense, I can't even focus on my personal and love life.
Hello.
You know,
say
like
it
if
again, McCall, say it again.
If the bread's not right, I ain't right. If there ain't no butter on my biscuit, don't talk to me. But her therapist poses a question, and I think this plays into black women, white women. I mean, her therapist said black women, but I think this poses to everybody. You know, what is your should? Because Molly phrased everything, well, I should have this, I should be married, I should be making this, I should be making
entitlement.
That. It's partly entitlement, but it's partly society. Do you guys agree? 100%. Based on the should. The shoulds of your life are based off of society. I'm X amount of years old. I should have this based on what society tells me. Is Molly being too hard on herself?
Definitely not being too hard on herself at all. And I feel you. I feel like how, you know, the therapist, I think the reason the therapist actually, you know, pointed out and made specific to the black women is because if you look statistically, McCall, and we've talked about this before too, we fall behind in so much stuff.
We do.
We fall behind in marriages. We fall behind in relationships. We fall behind in the workplace. It's so many things that we lag behind in. When we should be, according to other people, and what society puts before us, we should be having our piece of the pie too. But we usually get that last slice where it's like a little bit of glaze still left, but it's just like, oh man, it's cool. I guess I just rock with the crust on this one. You get what I'm saying? Like, you
that just have to crust. Deal
forward with things in which you settle. And so I don't feel like Molly's in an unfamiliar place, especially as an African American woman. She is right on target. That's how we feel every day.
And to your point, as an African-American woman, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And, you know, this show, there are a lot of different issues that get tackled. Obviously, this is focused on two African-American women, but I think a lot of people can relate to some of these things. But I will say, as African-American women, we do place a certain level of pressure on ourselves to have certain
things.
And we
do it in a time frame.
Everything's on a time frame. Everything's on a time frame. But that's because we're thinking about our cross-cultural contemporaries. Well, white women are getting married at 26. Asian women are getting married. Like, that's what we're comparing everything to.
And here we are at 40, still trying to get a text back. Hello? Yeah.
Now, for you, somebody who's not black, well, you got Oakland booty. did you find yourself relating to Molly a little bit? Even though, you know, you're not black, but with the things that you feel like you should do,
are there things that just as a woman you feel like she has a bit of validation with?
Definitely. I think there's a lot of things that you should do. And I also think the way that she expresses herself, she says, I should be doing this. I think she, instead of like affirming, like, I want to do this, I'm going to do this, it's, she's protecting herself in a way. That's how I saw it. I'm protecting myself. Like, I do that myself. I'm like, oh, maybe because you're afraid to really go, not go after what you want because you're putting that motivation, but just tell the world what you want because somehow you're told you're not deserving.
Right. I do believe that. I know what I'm deserving of on a Sunday is to be Saturday drunk.
Yes.
I live, you guys. I live for the weekdays where I can party and hang out and have cocktails and good conversation like it's the weekend. Yeah. The ladies meet up. So, this show is based in LA. I want to shout out some of the landmarks, okay? So in the next scene, they were at the California African American Museum, which is based in downtown Los Angeles, right by USC. It is free to get in every day. Shout out to their executive director, George Davis. I go by there a lot. And I was so thrilled to see Cam on this episode. It was absolutely amazing. But I was even more impressed by the cast in that scene, which included Allie the Pug. Hey, girl. I saw you in that episode, girl.
Girl, I think I'm Emmy. I think I'll be getting an Emmy nomination here soon. So I'm just standing by.
Please,
Oscars. It's coming, dear. It's
100%.
Because I think I was the most fire extra. Do you hear me? And honey, that whole scene.
Honey. You owned that scene. You owned the craft services table. Okay?
Yes.
You own that all day parking. Girl, everything they gave you, you earned it, and you owned it.
Fun. It was, and literally, I tell you what, guys, I moved, for those of you guys that don't know, I'm not from LA, I'm from Arkansas, I'm from Jacksonville, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock, super small town. And so moving to LA was like super crazy. And of course I went to go to work or whatnot. And I was like, I think I'm gonna give this acting thing like a try. I went and got all these headshots done and whatever. Literally, I made a profile for LA casting for like a week. And I just submitted to all stuff. And I was like, oh my God, it's Insecure. I'm gonna submit myself. Literally, that was the first acting gig that I've ever done in my entire life. And just I think I smashed it, girl.
You did. You did. Now look, that residual money, that's that mailbox money. Just make sure you manage it right.
Talk about it.
Manage your mailbox money, because that'll last you for a lifetime if you play it right.
Talk about it. And I was super excited too, because I didn't know this, so I'm actually learning while I'm on set too. And so you get hired on as an extra, and then depending on, like, I guess how they vibe with you, or you know, however the casting director decides, you get bumped up as like a day player or whatever, so you get more camera time. And when they put me right behind Issa, literally, McCall, you know, I almost fell the hell out. Do you hear me?
Hey.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm right behind her and Molly. Oh my God, and Keith. Oh my God, and Kelly. I can't breathe. Oh my God, and I gotta do what? What you want me to do? It was great. I enjoyed it.
Well, you owned it. You owned it, darling. You absolutely owned it. I want to talk about what happened in the scene and the stuff that you overheard. You overheard that Tiffany and Derek have issues, which I figured. So I'm going to just be honest. Anybody who tries to pose their relationship as perfect is a mother lie.
Hello.
I knew that they had issues. They're too codependent. Anybody that, in my opinion, okay, look, I know some people are going to hit me up on YouTube and talk crap, but when people are that codependent, they're afraid for people to know the truth. And I think that Derek and Tiffany have had major issues. And I think that they are the most flawed out of all the couples. I think they're the most flawed out of, if you go back to last season, Molly and her bisexual boyfriend. I think they're more flawed than them.
Agreed.
I think they've got issues. They're too scared to not look perfect. Mm-hmm. But their issues are much deeper than we'll ever know.
Yeah, they're always over each other, all over each other, and they're like you're saying, they're compensating. There's something that's definitely not right. But I was surprised that they brought it up. I thought it was always going to be kind of a side, we all know type of thing, but they don't really address it. So I wonder if they're going to go further with the storyline.
Oh yeah, they have to. I mean, that was the cliffhanger.
As big as a tease as that was, and then for us to not know a lot about their like characters besides like them having it all together and the prim and proper couple, like that's who we all aspire to be, like their goals, like. No, they are definitely going to dig. They have to dig into their storyline. If they don't, I'm on Issa ass. I'm on Prentice ass. I'm on Melissa ass. I'm on all they asses. Do you hear me?
It's an arranged marriage. Kelly was the one that spilt the beans. But she tells Issa, you know, F him and move on.
Right.
Kelly's saying that she needs to stop.
Because Kelly coming from a single friend space.
And that was my point.
Allie. Everybody got a Kelly, and you just got to be like, Kelly, shut up.
You can't listen to everybody. So this is the point that I wanted to get to. You can't listen to all your friends.
Right.
But my question is now, who can Issa truly listen to? You've got one friend that, you know, with Molly, she's got a lot of different things going on. You've got one friend with Kelly. Hell, I don't know if Kelly's ever had a man. You've got Tiffany and Derek. They've got issues. Who do you have? Who does Issa have in her life that is a personal life, intimate, romantic life kind of mentor? She doesn't have that right now.
Right. She has no one. Do you think she needs to seek therapy? Just like...
Yeah, I think she's going to be in that chair, too.
Yeah.
So, anywho, Kelly shares that there's a new girl, and what do? Go to the friggin' social media.
Like the girls are supposed to do. If my girls can't ride for me like that and head straight to the Instagram, I'm not fooling with you. You're not my real friend.
Right. But this is the problem. Why go to Instagram?
Because I need all of her stats. I need to know how many posts she got. I need to know how many followers she got. I need to know her average likes ratio, okay? I need to know all of that.
Well, Issa was like, I want to know her name. I don't want to know her name. And she knows that that's like the moment. It's like as soon as you have that name, you have that Instagram.
It's
you
see gold, baby.
It goes. It's gold. I'm just like you. I have to know all these things. So it's kind of like I don't want to know. And you hope your friends don't tell you. But at the same time, you know. So you have to. And it drives you insane.
Drives you up a freaking wall. But listen, and I'm still in stalker mode. I ain't even gonna stunt. I was just on my ex's new booze page literally before this conversation. And we'll hop back on it once we get done. I need to just see, just, you know, how you been doing. How's your life?
Allie the Pub.
How's she doing? What's your freaking location? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
I'll bump into you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for your transparency. Thank you for your transparency, darling.
Hey, I do it all for Insecure. I do it for my afterbuzz.
I have an issue with what she did. And not because I think as women we'll do that. We want to know. But Instagram is a highlight reel. If I'm putting something on Instagram, it's like I feel like this is something funny or worthwhile. I don't really do Instagram a whole lot. But the typical Instagrammer is only posting the good. It doesn't matter what you see on Instagram. It's not the truth. It's their highlight reel. So why even look? You're only going to see what they deem to be as great. You know what I mean? You're not getting the truth. So I feel like it's kind of pointless because you're not getting the true glimpse of who they are based off of Instagram. But I want to move on.
Hey, but I'm getting a good physical description, so if I see your ass out and about, I know who you are.
Right.
And not even so much of who you are, I know who you is.
Hey, and Allie, I know what side you good side, so when I get ready to suck you in your jaw, I know which side to go for.
Hello, because I see what you're posing. Picks. I see your poses, okay?
Okay, don't hit my left side, darling. Here's a very monumental first. Lawrence's friend, what is his name? Starts with a C. Allie, what's his best friend's name? Chad.
Girl.
I thought it was Chad.
Issa shows up at Chad's house looking for Lawrence. Mm-hmm. What did he call Issa?
What did he call her?
He called her Issa.
Oh, okay.
In the history of Insecure, I've never heard Chad refer to Issa as Issa. He always called her old girl. I'm impressed that he knew her name. But too little too late. But let's move forward. Tasha and Lawrence have a conversation about a barbecue. YouTube family. I don't like Tasha. And yes, I'm team Issa. And that's not going to change. And the fact that she's okay with store-bought crust solidifies the fact that she is absolutely low class.
Hello, straight ratchet, bottom of the line. Because if my mama called me and asked me, am I going homemade or am I going store-bought? You already know. We are going homemade. What are you talking about? Store what? We're going to the store to buy the ingredients, but we are not buying
store-bought crust? Absolutely not. And the fact that she's okay with that, I'm concerned. But they have the conversation. Lawrence confesses, I slept with my ex. But doesn't everybody? Like, why was Tasha even surprised? And darling, he slept with his ex, but you never solidified that you're his right now. Tasha, why were you
They haven't solidified squat, y'all.
They haven't even solidified the utilities. Is he even putting up half on the utilities? You haven't solidified anything. All you guys have split are the shrimp.
McCall, they are straight up on some SZA stuff. Juliet, SZA, on the weekend. Do you hear me?
That's why we play that song tonight.
Child, SZA. Listen. You was a weekend lover. We can take it back. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We ain't even got to go through all the days. You are a Friday, Saturday. Out Sunday.
I know, their whole relationship just makes me uncomfortable just because of that. Because it's like, they're playing house, but they're not. They're just screwing. And it's just, he needs to get out of there. And as soon as she's talking about, do you want to go meet my family? That made me so uncomfortable. How are you asking like, girl, this straight off the bat?
Got a whole weekend getaway situation. And you trying to have him meet the family? What did you talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just inappropriate. Inappropriate. But now I give Tasha... If this were a basketball game, I'd give her a two-pointer. It's not quite a three-pointer, but I gave her a two-pointer. She told Lawrence that he had to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she got a little bit of self-respect, at least.
Just a little bit, but it was reactionary, in my opinion.
And the way she said it, she goes, I think you should leave. What do you mean, you think? Just be like, leave. Yeah. And be more aggressive about it.
I want to move past a couple things just really quickly. I'm going to acknowledge him, but we don't have a ton of time left. Molly shakes down the receptionist to go to the hockey game. She ends up going to the hockey game. Mm-hmm. Schmoozes mm-hmm. a little bit with her coworkers and her boss. And then Issa and Frida experience a lack of interest for their nonprofit at their school. Mm-hmm. And then they generate more interest. But it also comes with a lot of baggage from the principal being low-key mm-hmm. kind of racist. We're going to get into that a little bit more, I think, next week. But I want to talk about Issa rolling up to Broadway Federal.
Mm-hmm. Been there. Done that. I ain't mad at her.
Why?
Sometimes you got
to
pop. You know
you why? Have to. You have to know. You just have to. You
got
to
get that
it's
out
in your
system.
Mm-hmm. I'm out with you. System.
Get what out of your system, Allie?
Explain feeling of the unknown. That's a tough feeling. Have you ever not known about something? Just like you just nervous about what's on the other side. You feel what I'm saying? It is the fear of the unknown. You got to get it out your system. So if that means I'm pulling up at your job, I'm pulling up at your job. If that means I know that you frequently go out to this spot to eat or get some happy hour drinks, I'm going to just happen to slide through on that particular Taco Tuesday. Like, I'm there. Sorry. Because I need to get that up out of my system. It's been bubbling me for too long. I can't get the real glimpse off your highlight reel via Instagram. So I'm going to pull up on you.
When you got a bad hair day. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I have too much self-respect to waste gas to do that. Now, here's where Issa kind of played herself. In my opinion, if Issa were a real one, though, there was one thing she could have... Those are my phones. Nobody's calling me. There's one thing she could have done that would have made me say, yes, that was the move. She should have gotten out of her car, Allie. Mm-hmm. She should have gone into the bank, waited to go to Tasha's desk, and she should have deposited a large lump sum of money into Lawrence's account. I know she's got his account number. Now, that would have been... The gang.
When she drifted off, I thought that's what she was going to do. I thought that's what that was. I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to be super player and boss it out. You get what I'm saying? Be a boss chick and deposit some money into Lawrence's account. And baby girl's going to be in her feelings because she ain't going to know nothing.
Because number ain't gonna say one, nothing. Tasha work at the bank. Well, actually, people who work at the bank have money. But Tasha ain't depositing money in his bank account.
No, definitely not.
And now you got somebody else Here's the gag. I'm going to deposit enough money to where he could be paying you rent. And he's not paying you rent.
Come on. But I think East is on the struggling bus, too. Remember, Dick is on E. Job on E. Bank account was on E.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So she may be struggling right now. So the deposits may be real low right now.
Touche.
But I feel like it'd be worth it. Just put everything you got.
Just put everything in
go
there.
Go in the couch. Look for the quarters. Just bring it all.
If I can't show up like a boss, look, Let me give it to you. If I can't show up like a boss, then I'm not even going to be bothered. Okay, darling? Lauren spots Molly out, and they have a really awkward conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't like setups. Like, if I randomly bump into you, Juliet, like, we randomly bump into each other.
Right.
But if I am setting up to bump into you, that's kind of corny.
But it's for your friend, though.
It's for your friend, though. You got to take one for the team. I done had some setups before. Hell, sometimes I set my own shit up. Listen, in my opinion, don't judge us.
So Molly seems like she's trying to rationalize the transgression on behalf of Issa. At that moment in time, Molly should have just got the update from Lawrence and kept it pushing. She's trying to rationalize and convince somebody. Molly, stop. All you had to do was just get information. Sometimes less is more. Have you ever heard that? Less is more.
I agree, but again, like, that's her friend. She went all the way over there. She said that she walked fake times five times.
Five times.
That's her fault.
That's dedication, that's her fault. That's bro. That's a how good you know you friend. Got a rider.
Exactly. But it was also kind of interesting seeing their awkward interaction because Lawrence and Issa were together for 5 years, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. During that time, like, that's her best friend. You bond friendships with your friend's partner.
Yeah. Yes.
So then it's like they're breaking up and you're like, wait.
We done broke up too.
Yeah, exactly. But so it was kind of fun to see that interaction with them. It was unsaid, but you could definitely feel that tension.
Mm-hmm. Well, breaking news. Lawrence is done with Issa.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart is hurt.
So, I don't really believe it.
Yeah, it's not forever.
I don't believe it. If Lawrence were in front of Issa, he wouldn't have been that hard. He's trying to be hard so that word doesn't get out that he's being soft. He'll only be soft to Issa. He's only going to be soft with her, his heart, but he's not going to let the world know how he truly feels. He's not there yet.
Right.
That's my opinion about that.
So why he pull up on Tasha trying to explain himself to Tasha then?
Because he has no place to stay, girl. So let's talk about that. I want to talk about Lawrence going back over to Tasha's house to chat with her. So Chad took Lawrence to go look at some places. And to me, I don't know if you guys have ever heard the term a house is not a home, mm-hmm. you know, without certain people in it.
My pastor said it this morning.
Yeah, like if a certain person is not in your home, it doesn't really feel like home. It's just mm-hmm. shelter. Right. And I don't think that Lawrence can move himself into paying on a place that isn't home for him. And if I can't have home, let me have a semblance of familiarity. And that's why mm-hmm. he went back to Tasha, in my opinion.
For sure. Agreed.
And she has some food on the stove, and Tasha, she's so sad. Tasha's so sad. She is,
but I mean, you quietly, like, you rebound. So, like, you can't be in your feelings being a rebound. You got to be a lot stronger than her. Come on now.
I don't know. I feel like one day Tasha's going to wake up, hopefully by the end of the season. But Issa wakes up and has the moment that I'm glad that she had. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's closure. But it is a step in the right direction.
It's a step that hurt, though.
It was a step that hurt.
Trust me, you.
Now, I have a lovely apartment. I have two big, beautiful closets just for moi, okay? I have my pants in one closet and my skirts in one closet and my tops and dresses in the other. Now, if I had a boo that lived with me and I was trying to squeeze all my stuff in that one closet, I would be semi-relieved that I had more closet space, but that would be very painful to realize they're not there anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That would hurt.
That's like that small movement of her bringing those clothes into the other one was just, yeah, she's moving forward in a way, and yeah, forcefully so, but still, she's making those steps. Because it's painful. Like, she's just going to walk by and just see an empty closet every day? That's not healthy.
It's mm-hmm. not healthy. Let's just be honest. So, I always say this with different shows. There are album filler episodes. I do feel like this was kind of like the album filler that's setting up a lot of the big reveals for the rest of the season. I don't think this episode was built to be like a gasp episode. Right. This was a set-up episode. So, we kind of mm-hmm. understand everything that's kind of going on. With that, I think we should do some predictions. I kind of alluded to one of them earlier, and I'll just go with mine. I think that
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yes. Derek and Tiffany, it's an arranged marriage kind of deal. like, I think what's going to end up happening is there's some kind of arrangement. I don't know if it's because, like, Tiffany's credit is amazing. There's something that is forcing them to be together and to be perfect. And I don't know what it is. And I could assume a few things, but I'm not going to do that. But I feel like Derek and Tiffany are in an arranged marriage. Hmm. Anybody else?
I think they're in an open marriage, maybe.
Ooh.
Yes. And I think that that's, they want to keep that appearance of them being perfect because they don't want to get divorced. And like, that's maybe a big scandal for the parents. Who knows? But definitely some fish, open marriage.
Do you think that Issa's brother is that, with Derek?
I agree. I think it's an open marriage. Mm-hmm. And I think that the husband is gay.
Maybe.
But Allie.
I think
it's, Allie. Yeah. Allie. He's with Issa's brother. Because at the party, and I need to go back and watch this. People on YouTube, go back and watch the first episode. Issa's brother, you remember, because we were wondering, you know, what did he interact with Derek?
I don't remember. I want to
look at their interaction.
I got to go back and watch it.
Watch their interaction. Because I have this strange feeling that Derek and Amal, or whatever his name is, might be closer than we think.
That's a good ass prediction.
He may be onto something.
I got this feeling because how does the brother tie in, right?
Right.
But anywho, did you give your prediction?
I don't really know if I have one. I think she's going to go through her hoe phase. I think that's going to be very interesting to see. And I think it's going to be harder than she thinks. I think it's going to be hard to get with someone, but I also think it's going to hit her. That's when she's going to really be really sad about what she's done, because I feel like she hasn't really hit her. She's a little sad, but she's trying to get him back. She's not too sure. So I think we're going to see her be heartbroken for real. Really, really heartbroken.
Okay. That's fair. Well, you guys, if you have predictions, make sure you put them on our social media at AfterBuzzTV. Wait a minute. What's your prediction? I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Forgive me.
Really fast, I think that Issa and Lawrence are going to end up at the same barbecue. He's going to go to that barbecue on Saturday, and I feel like there's like a mutual friend or like family member or something that knows Issa but doesn't know that Issa and Lawrence are a thing. Mm. I think it's going to be through someone like her job or something like that. She's like, oh, we have a cookout, you should come by, blah, 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 blah. And Issa's going to get out, she's going to see Lawrence there with her boo.
That is spicier than all the spicy barbecue chicken. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he's definitely going to that barbecue.
Yeah. Well, we saw in the preview he's going to the barbecue. Mm-hmm. That's a good prediction. Very good prediction. Again, if you guys have predictions, make sure you guys go on AfterBuzz TV across the board. YouTube is best for this particular show. Leave your comments there. Yeah, man. Just crazy, crazy stuff on the docket. But in the meantime, make sure you guys follow me on social media at So McCall Hall on Twitter and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram when sports and pop culture collide. And where can they find you guys?
You can find me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet.
All right, guys. Allie Washington signing off another week at the game at Allie the Pub across all social media outlets.
All right, Allie. It's nice seeing you, darling. I'm glad you made it safe. And we'll see you guys next week on AfterBuzz TV. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.